parasha, we have the mitzvah. See this at the Torah on the Avonim. The pasuk says, "Vayu b'yayim hashter tavas yarden la'aretz shehashem lotecha noisim l'chobot v'kamtel chavonim gedolois v'sadet ta'oisim v'sid." What is this talking about over here? Hanabana, Kate's a Kosi Shal Zatera. You diner. A guy by Vanum Kosfu. Kosfu, Ashenem, Safdem, Alabanim, is called him a Terra Zais. Vach Gaksad Ois in the Sid. Amale Abishim, and Liberach, Eichlam, Lum, Shal Isa is man a Terra. Amalai, Bini Ser Nasal Lam, Kadish Baruchu, Vishigru, Naitiran Jalem, the Kilfos Hasid, Vesiwa. They sent their experts, and they're able to rate that they took off the sin, and they're able to get to the Torah. Now, davar zeh nischatam gzardinam lever shachas. Shayu lehem lumay v'lamdu. They had a chance. They had the opportunity to learn. They didn't. Reb Shimon says no. Agabi sid kasfua. So when it said. That the Besad, the Ois, and the Sid, that's somewhere before they wrote it. But the actual Ksiv of the Torah was on top of the Sid, not covered by the Sid. Now, their Chagav, in this Gemara, Taisa Zakasha, it says that there was Nechdam Gezardinam, that they had an opportunity to learn Torah and they didn't learn. For Taisa Zakhaira, Rebbe Har Sinai, we had this idea. Because it says, Kesh Baruch Hu was Harifim HaParan, Kesh Baruch Hu was Mechazer. Acher kol ha'umayis, and to give them Torah, and they refused. They asked each one, and each one said no. Sigzal, sinna, chulu, sirtzach. So he says that this einish was even more because it was ready. It was written in front of them. It wasn't just Hashem offered to them. Here they had it. Torah was munim karen zavis. It was written. They could have gotten it. So the Biskarov over there in Saita, Shane Biskarov, they ask that the Rambam says the Rambam has to argue in Taisus because the Rambam says that Kol Hamkabel Shev Mitzvahs V'Nizel Asas Harez Machzit B'Masayilam Yesh Chel Gol Mahaba Yesh Chel Gol Mahaba. So man, how could you say it was nechdom gzardinam leber shachas? They didn't accept the whole Torah. Harifitayis was the discussion in the Gemara is gabi the whole Torah. Now gabi zayin mitzvah nair. So he asked that by Har Sinai already they were offered the Torah and they refused it. So what's the problem now? And says the whole Torah, not just the zayin mitzvahs. L'chayr the Rambam says l'maisa if a guy keeps the zayin mitzvahs. And he keeps it because Hashem gave and not because he feels it's right. Ram says, "Machzid l'masayla." So you can't say that they're not going to bear shachas. A good guy keeps Zayim as Zayinah. He's gonna machzid l'masayla. He's not going to bear shachas. So Meila, how can the Ramar is the Taisus? So Chari had to say, "Alfid Rambam." The whole discussion is only legabe the Zayin mitzvah b'nei Nayach, and not legabe the kol Torah kula. So you have to understand the Rambam, which you did describe the discussion that if someone asked the Biskarov, so why do I have to write the whole Torah? If all the whole issue is just about the Rambam, the whole discussion in the Gemara that the guy had the opportunity and didn't take it, it's only about Zayin Mitzvahs and why that's right to hold it. Yeah, there's a discussion about that. Now, well, Maisa, there's another kasha which I didn't say I'm going to ask the kasha. That how could some the Gemara? What's pshat? You don't learn like the Rambam. You don't learn that someone's zayin mitzvah. Doing my whole Torah, and then it's akim shalom atayis chayiv mitzvah. Gemara said and says akim shalom atayis chayiv mitzvah. Gemara says two svaris because Torah says Torah sivulonu My Rasha Kilas Yaakov. Terzi Lono Moshe. My Rasha Kilas Yaakov. Where's the Pshat? What does My Rasha mean? Either My Rasha means Lashon Yerusha. And if a guy learns Taira, he's Avram Is of Gezela. Or My Rasha means a Lashon of My Rasa, a Lashon of My Rasa, a Lashon of Erison. And a guy learns Taira, it's Kilu, he's Avram Arias. And where's his wise and accounted to step into the eighth mitzvah? And where it says, either Nichlon Gezela, it's Nichlon Arias. So Chaira, a guy, if you get once after Kabbalah, after Har Sinai, a guy is also to learn. Once the Torah is given to us, a guy is now all learned. So what's the whole Gemara? If he ties it, I'm talking about the whole Torah, then Haker, if a guy comes in, what do you mean? You should have learned it. The Torah was there. You should have gone and learned it. What do you mean? It's also. Akim Nachash Shalom HaTorah is Chayim Misa. Nachash Shabbas. You should keep Shabbos Chayim Misa. And you don't say those Chayim Misa. Rams of the Mice, you don't kill them, but the Mice is Chayim Misa. Chayim is down, telling the whole Gemara over there. Akapanim, another question, what exactly was written over here? I'm sorry for that. is this mitzvah nichlal in the minyan mitzvahs? Haray, kidu the Rambam in the beginning of the Sefer Mitzvahs, Rambam has Yudal Shroshim, where he discusses why some mitzvahs are nichlal and some mitzvahs are nichlal in Taryag. There are more mitzvahs than Taryag. There are more mitzvahs than mitzvahs. There are certain gedarim, sometimes a mitzvah is included, sometimes not. So in Shurish Gimel, the Rambam discusses a mitzvah that's not Nayag Ladaris. A mitzvah that's not Nayag Ladaris is no mitzvah. There's plenty of mitzvahs that were only got Nayag in time in the Midbar. In time in the Midbar. So Rambam says, what's the Pshak? Because it says, Terzilonu Mayrasha. Terzilonu Mayrasha Kilos Yaakov. It's Yerusha. Lashon Yerusha. Yerusha means forever. That's the definition of the Yerusha. But if it's just Nayag in the Midbar, it's not a Yerusha, it's not a Mayrasha. Nifl's not counted in the Minyan Mitzvah. So there are plenty of mitzvahs that happened, that were mitzvahs, that were Lisha in the Midbar, that aren't counted in the Minyan Mitzvahs. So Meili takes issue with the Bahag, he accuses the Bahag of arguing on this principle, because the Bahag counts in the Brachas and Klalas in this week's parish, Agrizim and Arayvel, and it also counts the mitzvah of the Avonim. The mitzvah of the Avonim. So Chayr is not Nayag L'Dayrus. Zog the Ramban, that Avada B'Hag is Moedah to the Ramah on this Shairish. Avada B'Hag is Moedah, and mitzvah is not Nayag L'Dayrus. You don't count in the 630 mitzvahs. Avada 630 is Nitzchias. Tarek mitzvah is Nitzchias. So Melech, if it's not Nayag L'Dayrus, of course you don't count it. So what is B'Hag? Elamai, what is B'Hag saying? B'Hag says a mitzvah. That although the mitzvah per se was a mitzvah l'dayris, it was all mitzvah l'shah, but if the result of the mitzvah is negei l'dayris, so mela that could be a mitzvah that this nichlal entire mitzvahs. So even though the ma'aseh mitzvah was only l'shah, but if the result of the mitzvah is continuous, therefore it's considered a mitzvah negei l'dayris, and it could be counted. Memel zok the Ramban that the mitzvah of the ksiva on the avonim that zaveinu lichtevem the Torah ba'er heitev b'shivim lashon, right? That was the basic. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote ba'er heitev, so it'd be for everyone. The yosim lano lezeich l'dayrus. So therefore it's bezeich, and also the brachas and the klalas, the mkabel, the brachas and the klalas, the kabbalah is ongoing. So meila, therefore it's counted. I'm just thinking, the question I asked before about the Goy Shalom Teres is Chai Misa, I think Taka, after Mimayin, I think some say it doesn't apply to Teres Shibaksav. I think some say Taka doesn't apply to Teres Shibaksav, it only applies to Teres Shibapet. I'm not sure, I'm invited. Taka, is it true from Goy Shabbat? Yeah, if you have going in the class. Sometimes in America we have going in class. So, you know, the father's a Jew, the mother's a guy, and Torah Masorah school can have, you know. So, I think it was just a big shayla. How could the Rebbe teach? How could he teach a class? Teach a guy. So, it could be over there he talks about when, maybe it's different to stop Tarshal. Anyway, okay, so that's the machlaik is where it's counting minyan mitzvahs, and that's the gay Islam, the Shorish Gimel, that mitzvahs not knowing there, you don't count the minyan mitzvahs. It's another interesting discussion, what exactly they write. It's called, they wrote Kol HaTorah. What's called Chagigul? It's Pashut. Means the embraces Adlan Kol Yisrael. But Rebbeinu Bacher brings down this Machlokes. Then Rambam Taka writes, it means Kipshutai. They wrote the whole Torah, Amish, with Chlosav HaTzayfai on the Eben. And he writes, it goes from a Sefer Tagi, I don't know what that Sefer Tagi is. Shekol Torah Ha'isa Ksuf Behen, Mibreish Adlan Kol Yisrael, B'Tageh V'Ziyunel, with the Tagim, the crowns, and Misham Netku, it was copied from there. But the Psadi Gain learns, others quote also in the Ibn Ezra quotes from Psadi Gain, that it was the Minyan Mitzvahs. The Minyan Mitzvahs was written on the bottom. The Minyan Mitzvahs is the Tamtzis of the Torah. That is the salvation of the whole Torah, is the Minyan Mitzvahs. The Meila, that's what was written on the Avonim. Actually, this might have to do. I remember, I put this raya. Remember, Reb Zelig Epstein, we learned when you mitzvah by him, say mitzvah by him. He had a whole shit of Torah that what raya is that the minimal kiyum, minimal yedias atayra is a tayra mitzvah. That's the minimal chiyuv to know the Torah. What raya is to that? Maybe that could be taka. This is Rosadin Ganesh. The Torah smach to that. That they. They wrote the whole Torah. All they wrote was the Minyan Mitzvahs, not necessarily the whole Torah, because that's in the whole Torah. Now, so here already we have a discussion. And that is, there's a kasha that many Gedolei Achronim talk about, many Achronim talk about, and that is, how are they allowed to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how are they allowed to cover the letters with Sid? Why isn't there a problem of Mechikas Shem Hashem? Mechikas, there's Lassas Mekam Hashem Alakacha, Lachal Hashem Alakacha. There's an Isser of, there's Abbe Ta'apun, it's called Makayimah, the Pasuk says in this Chanon, Lassas Mekam Hashem Alakacha. There's an Isser to be Mechik Shem Hashem, there's an Isser to destroy. And David Shabakdusha, we'll see Namsha. So Merila, the question is, how were they allowed to cover it? That's a big question. And there are a lot of halachas that come out of this question. So the Panim Yafis, the Baal HaFla, and the Baal Sefer, HaMakna, Sefer HaMikna, whatever you want to call it, in this week's parasha, so he says like this, that he has a discussion, it says they wrote the whole Torah in Shivim Lashon. Now, what about Lashon HaKodesh? Was Lashon HaKodesh included? So he brings down a Marsha. That he says that Akarchach, the Lashon HaKodesh wasn't included over there. Because if they wrote the same Torah, Lashon HaKodesh, it means they had Shemus Hashem. Shemus Ha'inim Chakim. Yeah, and therefore, how could they be covered with sin? Elamai, if it was written in Shar L'Shoynes, then there might be a hat, those we'll see in Hamshach, that Shemus, that are written in a different language, there might not be an Isser of Mechikas Hashem. However, they're Medayik in the Targum, not like that, because the Targum Yainesin, or Targum Yishalmi, whatever you want to call it, says, they wrote all the words of the Torah, Hadah. Ksiv Chokik Umefarish. They actually, also this part of the Tanya is important. He says Chokik. It sounds like it wasn't written with ink. It was engraved into the stone, which also is negated to the question Lagabe Machika. Okay? And Miskri b'chad lishan, it's read in one lashon. Umetargum b'shivin lishanim. It sounds like they wrote lashon hakodesh. It's read in one lashon, and there was a targum in seven lashonis. So chayes mashma, not like that flaw, not like the Panim Yafis that says that it was written in. Only the seven Lashonis, but not Lashon HaKodesh, because if it was written Lashon HaKodesh, you have a problem of Mechikas Hashem. And the Targum is a Feirish that what? It was written in Hebrew as well. So, Kain, Hadra Kushkul Duchta, how could they be covered with Sid? L'chair is a problem, Mechikas Hashem. Now, Elamai, L'chair we could say, we can answer. Firus Hadigayin, we just mentioned, the Kundras Hadigayin, they wrote in Minyan Mitzvahs, they write it, they even wrote in a poem. The Minyan Mitzvahs, like Sadigayin himself, has a poem, which is the whole Minyan Mitzvahs, very, very bekitzer. And there's this, I don't know if you ever saw on the shelf, this is a Sefer, Mitzvah from Sadigayin on the shelf. 3 volumes, now they've reprinted it, like 10 volumes, but it's not really Sadigayin. Sadigayin wrote a poem, and he dedicated 1-2 words maybe for a mitzvah, and the Ruch official Perlow, a big guy in pre-war Europe, was actually a Balbas. He had a Balbas. You read that sefer, you know. And he wrote a pirish on the Sadigayin. He took the poem. Half the fun is just trying to figure out which mitzvah he's talking about. His mamish poem is very poetic in the poem, and it's 2 words there, 2 words there to figure out, make a whole sheet of the Targum mitzvahs. What mitzvah are counted, what's not counted, and he's done it and followed up on each mitzvah, unbelievable. Agbanim, so Psalm himself wrote a poem, Taka. Anyway, but so Shai Liz, if you're beside the Agbanim, there's only Sefer Mitzvahs, there's no shame in Sefer Mitzvahs. So, Meir, it could be there's no problem, but Mechikas Hashem, this is Mechikas Hashem. Now, Shai Liz, Taka, is the Isser only Mechikas Hashem? Or is there an Isser to raise all Tiger, not just Mechikas Hashem? So, what about Kisvei HaKadosh, where there's no Sheamus? Is there an Issa B'chika? So, Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kufnan Dalet, it says, Sefer Torah Shebola, Menichin Oysa B'Kli Cheres, Megayin's an Oysa B'Kev Tam B'Chacham. Sefer Torah, they can't use it anymore, you have to Geniza. Where are you going? Is it a Kli Cheres? Next to Tam B'Chacham, a Kev Tam B'Chacham. So, look at Magen Abraham. Who had in Shara Svarim? Not only Sefer Torah, more than Shara Svarim, but also Sarif is to be Sarif Svarim. And this was a whole discussion, this is a whole share by itself, that the whole, it was Shilas that came up that the Geniza was out of control, right? You know, gets more and more every year, they didn't have enough place to bury it, whatever. So, and people were that problem wasn't when they were when they would bury it, the goyim would dig it up and use it for cigarettes and use it for toilet paper, they'd use the svarim. So that was an option to bury it. And the shayla was, but it was like piling up in the attic of the shul, as a shuva. They just mamish gets it's like fire hazard, he says, because it's just like papers all over the place and stam comes a design because it's hard to keep the Geniza under control. So Shaila was, when they allowed to burn it, I'll cover it, because it's more covered to burn it than not. That's a whole discussion in the Nachrayim. But Magen Rama over here writes, also the Sarafan, his Magen Rama is in 2 words, is the whole big discussion of the Nachrayim. Dr. Magen Abraham, who adim b'chol tashmishik dusha, the Isser of Mima'abek, he said, l'sasun keim Hashem l'keichem, it does not limited to Sheamus of Hashem, Sasukem Hashem Lakechem. It means any double Shemakdusha. Now the Pimagad Ram says a few things over here. He says, first of all, Dishar Svarim, Asl Sarfan, and it's even by Dabba Shemakdusha. And like Ram in 3 words, he's revealing the whole thing. So the Pimagad takes a little bit of issue with some of the points of the Magen Avraham. And he writes that Masha Kasa Svarim Leirisin Dagen Kain V'ulai Nevim Uksuvim Kshem Ksuvim Ba'ar U'B'doi V'B'Glila. Then there's a Kepeda. But Shara Svarim that you don't necessarily find if it's not written B'Klaf. A printed Svarim that doesn't necessarily have that Kedusha. So he's Mesupik. Masha Kos also of Sarfan. I forgot the oven came Shloim Menachem Bezayin. This is like even though his Maram is that the issue over here was that the Geniza was the Bezayin. That's why the idea came maybe to burn it. Out covered for care. You're burning it for covered. Hamakim derech hashchasa oven. And even though you're doing it for the covered as Svarim, Asayf Asayf, Maisi, you burn this var. Asayf Asayf, it's Derech Hashchasa, and therefore, it's a problem. On this point, he agrees to the Magen Rav. Masha Kasa, wouldn't Tashmisha Kedusha, that's another Kedusha of the Magen Rav, that the Isra of being Ma'abed, what you call, is not only by Davash of Kedusha, it's even Tashmisha Kedusha. So where does he get that from? Vasasa Kamel Shem Lekechem, how do you know it's even Tashmisha Kedusha? So he says, you learn that from Dinner Basic Knesses. Because by Basic Knesses, it's not a Kedusha, it's only Tashmisha Kedusha. Even Tashmish Kedusha is not so pashit. In other words, exactly what the Gedda of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is also Mamash HaHoshim by itself. What exactly the Gedda is? The whole Rabban and Ran, whether it's the Rais or not. And the Rabban says the Gedda of Tashmish Mitzvah, Kitzer. But, and still the Din is, the Gemara says, that Afu Noitates, Eben, says, if you make a hole in the wall in the shul, you're over on the Issa, it's Sasu Kenla, Shemla Kechem. The Issa of Netitzi, I'll make a hole in the shul. Zim Shaila, the Taz has a discussion, are you allowed to make a hole in the wall for the shtender? Right? Like, you know, some used to have it, how do you have it? You have a piece of board on the wall, you have a stick, then when you want it up, you have a stick, so you make a hole in the wall, and the other end hits the shtender, and that's the shtender. But you make a hole in the wall, and somebody's taking out the stick should fit into the hole and hold up the piece of wood for your shtender. So Taz has a tzad. Remember how it comes out. Lamaisa, he has a tzad. That's a problem of l'sasu kem l'shem l'kechem, because lamaisa you're making a hole in the wall, even though there it's. It's for a purpose. It's not derech hashchasa, but still he says it's a problem. So upon but Beis Knesses is not even the shmishe kedusha. So Melo, the Moram says is iser of the mashkes, even tashmishe kedusha. That the Moram says is pashit that tashmishe kedusha is not a problem. So you can't throw it out if you have a tefillin box, right? Box me tefillin. Even the little thing that goes on the old cause of the Shmishek Dusha. And Zichr also throw it out. And I overheard people talking about a Sephardim, and it sounded like they were quoting some, I don't know, Rabbi Yosef or his son. It sounded like they were saying that the little box you put on your tefillin shayad, that you're allowed to throw it away. And it sounded very shred to me, because that's protecting. It's protecting the tefillin shel yad. L'chayr is pasha to me. And Magen Rav says that shmishik dusha yoyver only sasa kein l'shem l'kechem. So maybe they didn't get it right. Maybe they didn't get what they were saying. But agapanim, don't throw away your covered tefillin shel yad. Put it in geniza until we could prove otherwise. Now, m'loshin the Magen Rav, it's mashma. That even by Shara Svarim, where there's no Shemus, not only Shem Hashem, there's a problem of L'sashim L'ken L'shem L'kechem. It's a problem of being ma'abedit, of destroying it. It's mashma, that's an Isser, that's a Raisa. Mashma's a Raisa, he's not Machal, he doesn't say it's Rabba. It's mashma the Din. L'sashim L'ken L'shem L'kechem applies to Shara Svarim. And it's mashma, is an Isser, the Raisa of being ma'abed Svarim, even though there's no Shem Hashem. Now the Tashvitz, however, says that the Isser, the Raisa of Mechikas Shem Hashem, is Dafka by Shem and Hashemus, Avashar Kisve HaKadosh, Shem Ben Maskaras. Now even as in Megillas Esther, right? Kisve HaKadosh, but there's no Shem. Right? It doesn't mention Shem's name, at least not directly, not the Shem Hashem Mamish. The male is a moichkon, but my abdon ain't like an aleim. The krali amar el vavadetem eshemam. What does it say? Vavadetem eshemam of the goyim loisasim kein l'shem l'kechem. There's a contrast here. Don't do to Hashem what you do to the goyim. Abed vavadetem eshemam loisasim kein, meaning don't be mabed shem Hashem. But he says, Kizve Kaidish, there's no Shem. He says, Minolon, that is Asa. What do you know that's Asa? He says, Nebis Lichel, then he tasks them as Mechaisam. Right? It doesn't just say they have to be Mahabed, the shame of the Goyim. It says you have to destroy their Mizbechais. Right? Destroy their altars. Right? So then we see that the Chiv to destroy is not limited to Hashem. So when we carry that all over, L'Hashem L'Hashem L'Keichem, L'Chayr means anything. Anything that's Kaddish, Lav Daf Yishem Hashem. He says, Kol Dav Shem Yuchel Hashem, also Lav Daf. He says, that's not when it's Derech Hashchasa. If it's not Derech Hashchasa, then you don't have the Isser of... The Tajba seems to understand, I'm not really sure where he gets it, he seems to understand that is the Isser of Mechika is separate than the Isser of destroying. The Isser of destroying, that attack applies to other things as well, not just to Shem Hashem, but that's not when it's Derech Hashchasa. If you're doing it in a way that's for Ta'elis, it's not Derech Hashchasa, that's Mutter. Hashem came, the Isser of erasing, that's even when it's not Derech Hashchasa. And therefore, it's not by the Shemites. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's a little funny because the Gemara that learns out the Isser Mechikas Hashem, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, it sounds like Hashem Lekechem. So, in the Gemara, I don't see where there's two Isurim. A separate Isser called Mechikas Hashem, and a separate Isser called destroying, and that they have different Gedarim within the Tajvitz. Akapanim. So Tashbit says that by Shar Shemus, he says, there's no Isser Daraisa by Shar Shemus. It brings a Raya. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Hagoyoinim, the Sifre Eminim, Ematzil Noisim Adlaika. Rabbi Yossi says, At Bechol, you have to cut out the Askaras, and your Goyin is there. Now, so he said, what's Sifrei Minim? It's Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim that are written in Lashon HaKadosh, but the Amin wrote them. And still, Fir B'Yaisi says, what do you do? You cut out the Askaras, you cut out the Shem Hashem, and you burn the rest of it. Right? So the Shem Hashem, you couldn't burn. Right? But the rest of it, even though it's still Kisrei HaKadosh, so why can't you burn it? Elamai, why are you allowed to burn it? Elamai, you must be seen, it's not an Isteraisa. Now, Bodhi says, and this is Rabban and the Ritz. Again, the Tajbis is Mechadish, that Shar Svarim, that don't have a Shem Hashem, there's no Isteraisa. There's no Isteraisa, but there is an Isterabban. What's his Raya? You mean that is the story? The Gemara was down in the Gemara and Shabbos, so it says that Amar B'Yaisi, Maisi Ba'aba Chalafta. He was reading the Targum of Iyav. Amalei, Zechorni, as Ragamil Avi Avicha. I remember your grandfather, Shayyayimel Gabi Maila Barabayas. He was in the Harabayas, and they brought in front of him a Sefer Targum of Iyav, and he told the builders to put it. To begin is it in the building, in the bricks, whatever. And Reis Muzia says there was a bucket of tit, that he poured a bucket of tit over the Targum of Iyav. So Rebbe Shteitzer was bedava. Chada, what are you talking about? Why was there tit? Why was there cement in the Harabayas? And also, how can you say that he poured tit, bedayim, he poured tit over the Sefer Iyav? There was whether you're allowed to write the Targum. You weren't allowed to write the Targum in those days. In the Sefer Shmuel, you weren't allowed to write it. The question is, how can you ma'abim yidayim? How can you say pour a bucket of tit, a bucket of cement over the Targum of Iyav? He said, it can't be. He doesn't believe that Rav Gamliel did that. So the Gemara, El manicha makam atarfa, you put it in a place where eventually it's going to get destroyed, but at least you're not going to be dying. Now, if it was targum, right? So there weren't any shame, there were no shamus, and here there's no shame, shame in the fucking. So Mela, what was the. Why is it mutter to put it in a makam tarifa? The chayyim being gair in the mechika. Elamai, it must be, there's no misteraisa, it's just misrabanan, Therefore, you cannot be dying, midrabanan. If you put it in a place where it's going to get destroyed, that's not awesome. Now, Mizrai from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Kisra kaidish, upirushayin, birayin, osu lisroi faisan. Abdon, from Abdon, beyad loike makas maridus. You see, it's only Mr. Rabbanan. Sifrei HaKadosh, where there's no shamus, it's only Mr. Rabbanan. That's what Tashbis wants to think. That the Isser, the Raisa, is only by when there's shamus. From the Rabbanan, it's Asir. Now, L'chari Shekapela, because Rambam writes, Paragvav, Allah, hey, say the Torah, that Shara Kinuyim, Rambam says, Shemesham Chimahem is Kosh Baruch Hu, Kigayim. Chanun v'rachum hagadol giba v'noira nemenun kane chazok yaitzu behen all the kinuim v'kosh baruch hu harei hen kishar kisra kaidish umutter lemaych kan Rambam says. So Rambam is clear that there's a difference between being ma'abid, and that Rambam says only nisrabanan, at least nisrabanan, l'gav mechika, it's even mutter rabanan. There is a tashbis equates mechika and being ma'abedit. They're both of them, when there's no business, shame is the raisa. There's no shame, it's asr rabbanan. And that's what Rambam said, yeah, ma'abes maridus. But the Rambam we see, and therefore he tiny a little, he's talking about the tshuva is written about mechika. The mechikas of shamus that aren't mechika kisakaydish, which is the our sugya here. So what does Rambam say? That shamus of kinuyim are like shar kisvei hakaidesh umudal amaychon. So it's mashin the Rambam that shar kisvei hakaidesh that don't have any shemus, it's mudal amaychon. So chay we see that even the Rambam says la abdon is awesome in rabbanon. We got mechika the Chazal never answered, and the whole rabbi on Shabbos is talking about gabi ma'abedem. But the Rambam is mashin mechika and shar sparim is mutter. Right? If you're writing notes, you messed up a whole piece, you erase it. Right? Because there's no Issa Mechika. So, if he's there, not a little bit of a detour over there, but we go back to our stones over here, our holy stones. So then, if he's there, if he's there, Sadi Gain, we have an Eitza for the Kasha of all Nachrainim. Aye, it's how could they put the sit on? They're racing Shem Hashem. See, the fear of Sadigan is just the Minyan Mitzvahs. And Minyan Mitzvahs, there are no Shemis. It's Torah anyway. It's like Kisra Kodesh, it's Torah. Teretz is. Because the Rambam says, Rambam implies that Kisra Kodesh and Kinuyim, even Kinuyim of Shem Hashem, as long as it's not the Sheva Shema is because Baruch Hu, it's only Kinuyim, then we say there's no Issa Mechika. So that L'chayra would be a good teretz to answer the problem how there are a lot of Bimaychik the Svarim by putting this sit on it. Now, the B'kveig of the Tshuvas brings down that the Rekeach on Mishnayis, I don't know what that is. He brings down from the Sefer Beis Hillel, Hilchos Sefer Torah, that asked this question, how could they be sod besid? Zokti B'kveiger, that the Sefer, this Kasha, again, he's assuming they wrote the whole Torah, and Shemus Shenim Chokim, how could they put the sid on the Sefer Torah, on the stone, how could they cover the stones with sid? Zokti B'kveiger, that in the Sefer Levaya Schein is Mesupik. This is got a big, very big shah on the Paiskin. If you have wax that fell on a Sefer Torah, yeah, and it covered some of the letters. So do we say that the letters that are covered by the wax is considered that it's nimchak? Those letters are erased. If those letters are erased, Sefer Torah shechaser ois achas is pasul. So Sefer Torah is pasul. A little wax, more than one letter, one little yud, a pintel of yud, one little yud, pasul the whole Sefer Torah. That's the question. So he says, al karchach, it must be, that the fact that it's covered, that's not called being erased. Covered is not erased. The letter underneath the wax is not erased. Erased means you scratch it off. That's called erasing a letter. You cover a letter, even though it's covered pretty tight, that's not called erasing. How did they cover the stones with sin? Ah, is a problem. We see the sin doesn't erase the letter. The sin covers the letter. And covering a letter is not called erasing. That's the Levaya Eschaim in Zeraya from our parsha, the Indian and Halacha, that all the Achrayim are done. What is the Halacha of a Sefer Torah that has a little wax covering some of the letters? Oh, so he's one of the big Zeraya Mashal. He's Daicha with the Derech of the Panim Yafis, the Afla. That he's one of the Bizan Marshal. The Marshal says that when Gavriel taught Yosef at Tzaddik that the 70 Lashonis, he says the 70 Lashonis is Chutzm Lashon HaKadosh. Lashon HaKadosh is the 71st Lashon, a 70 besides. So when it says in the Gemara and Saita, they wrote Shim Lashon, it means without besides Lashon HaKadosh. And he says, the Shach, quotes a Shach, it says that what? That Shema is Belaz Amutal Amaychon. He talks there about how's it going? Polish, I think it is. Pug or something like that is the Shem Hashem. Got, he writes. Got in Yiddish. Shach writes, are you allowed to erase that? Or God in English, are you allowed to erase that? That, the Shach says, no, it's to erase that. Why? Because it's only when it's Lashon HaKadosh. Right, I once was down in the shir about in the coins, it says in God we trust, American coins. Shiloh got taken into the bathroom, somewhere down that Shiloh. But that came out that you're allowed. First you have the Shach. Well, a lot of tzuruf made it. I think that Shimon's grandfather was Machpid. I think so. In the Merchant Salvation, it was Machpid. But it had many, many tzerufim to make. Al, you have the Shach, Beis, it's covered, and the Chayena, and the Chakika, and the guy did it, it wasn't having the shame, right? There's all the Kavana here, the Shema. So there were many, many tzerufim over there to Machpid. Anyway.
Transliterated also?
Does it have to be dafka written in Hebrew? If it's written all the shyness, I don't know. That's the question. Oh, so that's the sheet of the Shach, but the Tajbit, the same Tajbit we mentioned before, he says that even Shemus that are written in Laz, is Asul Meichon, Abdam Min Rabban. The same Tajbit that says that Shark is a Kaidish. Even though there's no Shemus, it's also at least in Rabbanon, that the Tajbitz is Machmir, even the Shemus Hashem that are written, B'Shar Lashon is also Machmir, that it's also in Rabbanon. But then again, the Chariot is against the Rambam that we mentioned before. The Rambam says, I'm asking you one second. I'm sorry, man. This catch is quite bad. Fine. Gabi, that's Shiloh. Back to the wax. The wax on the Sefer Torah. So again, the Levoyas Chaim Budarai from our parasha, that when it's covered, it's not called erased. Okay? He's doicha the raya, because maybe it wasn't really Shemes Hashem over here. It was written in seven Lashonis. Now, the guy with the Atzim Shaila. Craig brings him wrong in Avram. What Avram says, not the Shava, the Silka Mutter. In other words, if there was, here's the man by Tefillin, if some wax fell on the cloth of the Tefillin, and you take off the wax, so then the Tefillin are kosher. So, that if you don't take it off, the Tefillin is possible. Not like the way the Levi Yitzchak wanted to bring Raya from our parasha. It means down from the number of Achrayim that say that it's possible. Now the Shus Yankiv over there is when he's down this shayla. It means down from the Sefer Lekutei Pardes Shel Rashi. I'm not sure if it's the Pardes itself of Rashi that he's quoting or the person that put it out. It wasn't clear to me. But he says, "Davar baru goli v'yidu l'chol maskil she'ain shem k'sul al sef Torah b'shul zeh she'ay kol Torah kula k'siva k'tikna." The Torah is it's written fine. El shayis akas ay teiv akas b'chusim b'shabu. What's the big deal? Harezid dam sef Torah shayay p'sucha v'cheil gak sef Torah b'chusim. The part of sef Torah is covered. Part of it is uncovered. So you tell me it's possible because you can't read it, even though it's covered in a way that it's tight. Elamai, oh no, I'm saying if you have something, a mukta thing, that's on the Sefer Torah. So you can't move it on Shabbos. Yeah? So you're telling me, oh, the Sefer Torah is possible, you can't read the Sefer Torah on Shabbos because someone put a cell phone on the Sefer Torah, so you can't read it because you don't want to move it. So okay, there's it's a goof makayim, I can't find. It's Muslim Machazmias, maybe it's just a smartphone. All right, I'm saying. So the Shus Yankiv argues. The Shus Yankiv says that no. He says before you take off the Shabbat, it's possible. Because since it's attached, it's not just something that's on it. It's attached. If it's attached, so it's mevatel the ksav. The wax being attached to the cloth is mevatel the ksav. It's underneath it. He says more than that. He says, we'll see if it's a kal v'chayim. He says ksav al gabi ksav. If you have El Moshe, let's say you wrote the Shem Hashem, the Shema, and then you wrote it again on top of it, Shalor the Shema. So, Gemara has a Shaila, Viksav Agav Viksav, is it considered Mechika or not? So, L'chumra, Gemara says, we're over there. So, here you wrote, you have a word, you wrote on top of it, the same word, still we say that the ink on top is meichik the ink that's underneath it. So Meili says, kolshkein, the wax is considered mechika. He says, that's why he quotes Mugi Yosef, that if you cover the askars with zog, I want to be shticky. All the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, he wrote over with gold. I want to be mamish teferes, beautiful from Sefer Torah, it's covered with gold. So he took gold, and all the askars he covered with gold. Says Mugi Yosef, it's possible. Why? Because the ksav elyon is mevatel the ksav tachton. So the gold is mevatel the ksav. Gold is not kosher for ksiva. It's not. You need ink. Gold is not ink. And therefore, you know it's beautiful, but it's possible to have it there.
Isn't it that it's going over?
What?
Isn't it that it's going over?
Oh, very good. Mecham to Kager. That the Kager is tiny as that sephara. That maybe there's a difference between wax and gold. Because the gold is kafi the form of the letter, right? Gold is not just something over the whole thing. The gold is letters written in gold over the bottom letters. That's mevatlet. That's called that you're merging the bottom. Now you only have the top. Mashen came when it's just a cover over the whole thing. It's not a form of a letter. Then maybe it's not mechika. That's why. Because Itaka brings down Kager that everyone quotes this base Hillel. This is like all the Achrayim talk about this Shaila, about the wax and the Raya from the Sid in our parasha. Everyone quotes the Kasha from the base Hillel. How can they put the Sid? Ah, it's being Meichik Hashem. But he said, Kager says, if you look inside, he says, if he found the Sefer. I couldn't find the Sefer. I tried to find it, but Craig says he had the sefer. Craig and Shachar didn't even bring it down. I thought at least the Reish involved in your day, I'll bring it down. I didn't bring it down. Anyway, but he says he found the sefer, and the Beis Hillel asked for Stira from the halacha of the gold. It says we put the gold on it. It's called Meichet. So why here not? So Craig, he doesn't just ask it's not. He asks it. He's contrasting the gold on the letters with the sid on the stones. So Craig, what's the tushdel? In the golden letters, you wrote a letter on top of the other letters. So that's the model of the first letter. There's a letter that you see is a top letter. And the din is that Iksav Elyon, not Iksav. What if Iksav Elyon is Iksav, then it's Mabatel, the letter of the bottom. It's found, the fact that it's covered over the whole thing, maybe it's not called covered. The letter's still there. So that's not a riot. So I found that would be a kash also on the Shvus Yankiv as well.
I'd imagine that it would be the opposite, like the wax is covering the letter more than the gold. Then what? Then the gold will. Oh, I thought you were asking the opposite. Yeah, I mean, no. So that's what Shusyankiv says. Shusyankiv says no.
Here you have a letter, and the din is Ksav Agav Ksav. If we say the top letter is considered a letter, Ksav Agav Ksav is considered Ksav. So if the top letter is a letter, so then it's Mavatl, the letter underneath it.
But the gold itself, why don't you say it's
like
the same way how
a
drop of wax
would
fall on the letter?
No, but the gold, you wrote with gold. You didn't just throw gold.
So it's like because you had like...
It's a tzura of a letter. Now, Rav Kveig over in that tshuva brings down from the Shaul of Tshuva's Milstaka, who's Machshir. He holds that all he means that a number of Chayim will say that the wax passes the same there. Rav Kveiger brings down from the middle of Tztaka that it's kosher. And he says, at first, middle of Tztaka wanted Minaraya that it's possible. He wanted Minaraya from the Bach. Because the Bach says that Notaf Shaiva al Sefer, the Silka Bishabis, Mibes Oisio, Isichayev Chatas. You have wax. It's covering two letters. You're chayiv chatos. What are you chayiv chatos for? What did you do? You scraped off the wax and chatos. Says the Bach, you're chayiv chatos. Why? Must be, the Bach holds, that when the wax is on it, it's considered erased. Now that I uncover the wax, it's as if I wrote two letters. The wax covered two letters. It was erased. Those letters weren't there. I uncovered them. That's considered a ksiva. And Yechayev Chatos for Kaisiv. That's how the Milstaka understands the Bach. But then he says, and if we see that, what do you see? You see that it's called erased. You see, it's called erased. I call this a chayim. But, Zakhtar Milstaka, the Bach is wrong. Because what's the whole marker of this Bach? That's in the marker of the Rosh, with the Sefta. It talks this whole thing about Mechikas Shava. Yeah? There's a mocker for it. Now, we're not going and getting too involved, but the Milstaka says that the Bach missed the boat. Because the Tosefta never said, was not talking about wax that was on letters. The Tosefta talked about two things. So if you have ink and you erase the ink spilled on words and you erase it, you get rid of the ink, then you chayef from Shum Kaiser. It's also if you moichik the shava, you also chayev. So what is that? What is it talking about? I'm not talking about taking off the shava. In those days, if you look at Rashi within Shabbos, they used to had a pinkas, and they used to spread a thin layer of wax on it, and they would write with a stylus. They would write in the wax. That's how the storekeeper kept his ledger, right? So what the septa means is. Your moichik the shava doesn't mean you take off the shava's letters underneath. Yechayev chatos. Your moichik shava means you smooth out the shava. You smooth out the wax to enable you to write. So what are you chayev for? You chayev the mlach of mimareach. There's a mlach of shava, it's called mimareach, and I'll smooth things out. So that's what the sefta means. Not talking about wax that's on letters. It's not about wax that's on a board, and you're smoothing out the wax to make it grow to write. But the smoothing out the wax, that's the answer. So Mela, the Bach
is wrong. It's not the pshat in this after. It's not the pshat in the rush. So meila, you don't see from this after that removing the wax is considered ksiva and kain. You don't have a raya. Then when the wax was on it, it was considered nimchat. And meila says the same there is not basal. Now, remember, Rukveger bought the Magen Avraham that said that if you take off the wax, then it's kosher. So Chayra, okay, wanted to be right from here. You see that because when you didn't take off the wax, it was pasul. Right? So you see, well, it must be that it was nimchak. If you want to be right, it was nimchak from the Magen Avraham. He says, if you take off the wax, it's kosher. If you didn't take it off, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? It was nimchak. He says, okay, that can't be pshat in the Magen Avraham. Because if that's true, then when you take it off, l'chayra, if it was considered erased, and now I take it off, it's a din of chok toiches. It's a din that when it's a din of ksiva means to write. It means you have to form the letters. Let's say I have a blotch of ink, and I carve into the ink a letter. Meaning I have the ink, and I take out from the top, I take down from the side, I take out from the middle, and I have myself a resh. Yeah? That's chok teiches. So the question is that called ksiva? So we say, no. You didn't write. What did you do? You took away from the top, you took away from the side, you took away from the middle, and wonders upon wonders, a letter resh appears. Right? You didn't write the letter, you just took everything else and the mail it the letter is there. That's not called writing. Writing means to write the letter. So meila, if you tell me in the Magen Avraham that when the Shabbat was on, the Sefer Torah was pasul. Why? Because it was Nimchak. Then why is the kosher if you pull up the Shabbat? It's Chok Teiches. You didn't write the letter. You wrote the letter? If you tell me the letter was erased. So what did you do? You by taking off the wax, boom, magic, all of a sudden the letter appears. But you didn't write that letter. If it was erased, then you didn't write it. There's a problem with Chok Teiches, says Rebbe Feiger. Elamai Zagreb Kfeger, who cares? It's Mukh from the Magen Avraham that it's not considered Nimchak. It's not considered Nimchak. What is it? It's not Nimchak. But you couldn't, since you can't read it, so therefore it's pasul. In other words, you can't use the Sefer Torah because you can't read from it. But it's not the pshat that it was Nimchak. That's what you have to say. Because if it was Nimchak, then it doesn't help to uncover it. Now. Okay, again, back to the question. And how could they cover it? So the Pana Meiros, he was asked a question that there was, they wanted to repaint the shul. And there were psukim, which was common in those days, they would write psukim on the walls. And there were shemus on the walls of the shul for decoration, psukim with the shemus. So the question is, can you paint over the psukim? Shalom Mechikas Hashem. So he says, also he has the kasha from how are they allowed to do Vesid? He says, there's no riot from there. Why? Because there he says, they did a thick layer of Sid that we could easily, take it off. The whole thing comes off. Right? So Meila, it's not called it was Nimchak. Because you could remove it. You have a thick layer of Sid. You just peel the whole thing off and you can remove it. It's possible, if you have a thick layer, you can just, and when it dries, or dries solid, just the whole thing comes off and the letters remain underneath it. So he says, Mashen Kane, if you have on a wall, you have a painted on a wall, and under the paint, there's Sid. Under the writing of the Psukim, there's paint, there's Sid on the wall. And you're going to cover it again with new Sid. So there's no way, it's impossible to take off the layer of Sid that you're adding now, because it gets mixed with the Sid underneath, and it comes one. It's impossible to do it. Some painting over letters, there's no way that you could scratch off the Sid without scratching off the letter. It's impossible. Over there, they did a thick layer of sin, and the whole thing came off. And here there's already sin, it can't do that. Now, there's an interesting teretz that the Mil Tzedakah wants to suggest. And that is, a very important question, which really, it's doing it in the Targum Yonason that I read in the beginning. And the question is, so they wrote the Torah on the stones. How did they write it? Was it written with ink? Or was it scratched into the stones? So he says that there's no Raya B'chlal from Ksivas Havanim. Because there it wasn't written in ink. There the Torah was carved into the stones. So now that you put sit on it, it's not a big deal. You could scratch off the sit and the letters remain. So Melo, all the sit was there was just to protect the stone. But there was no mechika b'chal. Hashem came by ink. You cover ink with paint, but with sid, then that's called erasing. Furthermore, he says that even if we want to say it's a problem, but what's the big deal? The Torah says uchsaftim al avanim, and the Torah says you should sub the sid, the sid. So. There's a gzeiras hakasuv over here. What's the whole problem to begin with? What's the whole problem? I besod besid. I over mechikas Hashem. The same God that told you, you know, the sasu kein l'shem alkeichem, also told you here to besod besid. You besod besid. So meila, that sort of makes it the whole question a moot issue. It's not even a question. Mechal, Hashem said do it. So finish. I do it. But on the bottom, it's interesting, all the pilpul, all the halachas that can't come out of this question. Oh, I mean, we bought a raya when he wanted the time that it's chakika, not ksiva. He wanted to bring a raya. He bought a raya, but it says, uchsaftam al avanim, and if it's yoy, you ink on stone doesn't last. So Mela, it's not, it doesn't have a Shem Ksiva. So it's Ksavta, it must be that there were Chayke. In the beginning of the parasha, you have the mitzvah Bikurim. So parasha Bikurim. Vos Bikurim. Kriya Bikurim, Rami Abiravi. So, Rashi in the beginning of Chumash says, "Rashis." Rashi says, "Bishvil Yisrael Shnigereshis, Shoter Shnigereshis, Bishvil Bekurim Shnigereshis." Rashi's pre Adamash and Asatali says, "Rashi's by Bekurim." So, the obvious question is: you can understand what's important about Chai Yisrael. Understand what's important about Torah. The whole world was created. The Klai Yisrael are the ones that are in Kaddish and Shemayim. Klai Yisrael are the ones that are Hashem's chosen nation. We're Hashem's chosen nation. So the whole world was created because of us. And Torah, my bris yam laichu k'shmayim v'artlai samti, if not for Torah. So the whole point of the Bria was what's for Torah. Klai Yisrael blood in Torah. But what's so important about Bikurim? The three things, the world was created for Bikurim Shnigereshis. What's so important about Bikurim? The first should explain that what's the idea of Bikurim, one of the ideas of Bikurim anyway, is the idea of a karasa type, that Shparuch gives you a bountiful crop. So the first fruit you give to Hashem to show your karasa type. And here we see the importance of a karasa type, that a karasa type is a tantamount importance that the whole world was created for that. So, there's one aspect. I mean, we see that in stories from the Dailam, that how they were mocked with so much on Karas HaTayim. I once read a story by Riz Zalman. Riz Zalman, someone, made a bar mitzvah, so he invited him, and he didn't expect him to come. house is four, he's old already, the house is four flights up. So you invited him, a couple invited him. So he came to the little son in the middle of the mitzvah. He comes, and Moshe Eisen shows up. So they asked him, "Why, Rebbe, why would you drink yourself?" And he joked when he got to the top of the steps. He said, "These milas are a chasarin." And in Hebrew, malot are steps. Right, so these milas is a chasarin. Four flights of steps, he's older. So he said, why did he come? He said that when he got the invitation to the mitzvah, he said, invitation? This kid's bar mitzvah ready. Yesterday I was by his bris. Time flies. So soon, very soon. So see, he had a hurry tshuva. Naturally, he had to do tshuva ready. Time flies. You see what's going on. Yes, just yesterday was his bris. He's very bar mitzvah. What's going on? The time flies. So because he had a hurry tshuva, the patience, mainly he had a karas atayv, so he had to came, he was matriach himself, go four flights, he was old already, to matriach himself for karas atayv. You see how tremendous the gedolim, many, many stories, how the gedolim were tremendously makpid on a karas atayv. What's the underlying principle of karas atayv? The truth is, that's probably basic meters. There's also maybe there's another aspect over here, and that is that it's interesting to define Hakaras HaTayv even to a inanimate object. But Moshe, that he didn't want to hit the river because he was saved, and Aaron, he didn't want to hit the what you call it, the Mitzri, he killed the Mitzri, and he buried him, and he wanted to hit the dirt. Aaron had to do it. So Hakaras HaTayv to an inanimate object. The river didn't do anything, had no kavana. The sand that hit the Mitzri didn't have any kavana. What's this Hakaras HaTayv to inanimate object? And I think there's a sheet at the end of the first paragraph of Kamba, things down. The Rif was once, he was sick, he had to use a merchatz. He didn't want to use it. Why? Because it was once Dan. No. Okay. He didn't want to judge it. The case then came, Rabbi Merchatz, and he didn't want to judge the case because once he was sick and he had to bathe himself a lot, he used this Merchatz, so he couldn't pass him against the Merchatz. What kind of karas type is then an object? So many years ago, I once heard from Aaron Feldman. He had a kaila here in Israel a long time ago. So he used to give us vadim. So it was a theme that he repeated often, and that there's a sense, a person really, every person thinks he's the center of the universe. Some people it's more nicker, some people it's less nicker, but some people you talk to see, they believe they're the center of the universe. But in a certain sense, everyone believes, chayavat moima b'shvila nivra ha'ilam. That's what Gemara says. Chiyuv. Some people take that chiyuv very seriously. The guys that park, the other way with three parkings this way, and you park the other way, and you take three parking places, in front of the shul, by mincha time. Chayav b'shvila nivra ha'ilam. What's the difference, right? So he says, Be'etzem, and that really, on some level, shteres yivayez Hashem. Because if you're the center of the universe, then where does Hashem fit in? Okay, he fits in, you do a little bit here and there, you gotta do something, but if you're the center, then Kadosh Baruch can't be the center. So then that's missing the whole essence of your Avodas Hashem. Elamai, so that's why there are many mitzvahs, old mitzvah Mitzvah Sadim, and mitzvah Karas HaTayv, is that a person should get out of his self-centeredness. If a person has a karas atayv, then he's included to have a karas atayv. So that is, one second, if I'm the center of the universe, I don't have to have a karas atayv. It's coming to me. Everything's coming to me. So someone did me a favor. I have to have a karas atayv? Everything's coming to me. So how am I that by having a karas atayv, that you're taking yourself out of your self-centeredness? You're saying, one second, maybe not everything is coming to me. not everything's coming to you. Maybe there's a God out there too. So Betzem, all the mitzvahs, these type of mitzvahs, is really, the goal is take out of your self-centeredness in order, as a stepping stone, in order to bring you to the Avodas Hashem. The Mela, that's why Shaykh Akar Zataiv even to an inanimate object. The point is not that Akar Zataiv, that person needs your recognition. Point is, it's really for you. It's an exercise in your midas, an exercise in your Avodas Hashem, that you should realize to take you out in an active way, to take you out of your self-centeredness. And Mela, then, if you're not the center of the universe, then maybe you'll figure it out somewhere along the line. And maybe Hashem is the center of the universe. And Hashem is the center of the universe, then you have to shtel too. So maybe that's why. Bashul Yisrael Shnei Kereishis, by Bashul Bekum Shnei Kereishis, that's why Akar Zatayim is so fundamental, that it goes together with Chayis, with Yisrael and Taira, because it's a fundamental tool in Avodas Hashem. And Mela, that's why we say Bashvil Bekum Shnei Kereishis. There's one more Nakuda that Riel Stanislichus around the corner in Mashmir Bayim. So Betzem, Akar Zatayim could also be used as a tool for tshuva. Because a person thinks a little bit about his life, thinks about what Hashem gives him, what he has, right? He has life, first of all. He has life, he has health, he has what to eat, he has what to wear, right? So, I mean, and what Hashem gives him everything. What is Hashem asking him to do? I mean, there's a little bit of Lashon Hara, a little bit of Smaga, not to be Nichshol in the Riyas Asuras, not to be Mechol's Asuras. I mean, what is Hashem asking him already? So, for example, Moshe, let's say I would tell you, I'll give you $1,000 a day. Pay $1,000 a day. I want you on call if I ever need you to do an errand. Go to the store for me, go to the post office for me, go to the bank place. $1,000 a day. So jump on there, $1,000 a day, to do a couple of the small things. Of course, everyone will do it. $1,000 a day, it's carpet. Now, if you think about it, what is Hashem giving you? People will pay more than $1,000 a day for help. Someone that's sick, right? They'll pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get better. Hundreds, millions, they'll pay millions of dollars. They had it. They'll pay everything if they'll get better. So here you are. Hashem gives you the zunt. Hashem gives you health. Hashem gives you what to eat. Hashem gives you what to wear. So if you think about it, one second, what's going on over here? And what does Hashem ask you to do already? What does He ask you to do already? It has to do with Mrs. Brantil and Dan Kavana, make brachas with Kavana, think about what you're doing, don't be nichshal, be in Averis. So, and what is Hashem giving you for that? Hashem is giving you everything. Hashem will give you millions of dollars a day, hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. And what is He asking you to do already? Someone will give you $100,000 a day not to be Mavakal Torah. Yeah? No, not Mavakal Torah at all. The whole day. For 5 hours. You'll jump at it, of course, but $5,000, I'll shut my mouth, I'll put a muzzle on me and I won't be able to talk, right? So, Hashem is giving you that. So, the Chi of Akar Zataiv can also be used as a tool for Avodas Hashem, as a tool to realize what we're getting from Hashem, and Mela, as a tool to cause us, like Ben Yair talks about, and Shai Shu in the beginning about of tshuva, the time of tshuva, the charata, he talks about there about how you have to realize that Hashem gives you everything, and you're chayten negdai. So that's a mechayev for tshuva. So Akar Zatayim, besides taking out of your sense of self-centeredness, it also could be used as a tool for tshuva.